The control of information is something the elite always does, particularly in a despotic form of government. Information knowledge is power. If you can control information, you can control people. And this week's opening quote comes from Tom Clancy. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. The control of information is paramount to the success of the control grid, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. The control of all forms of information, the control of everything we think we are, the control of everything we think we were. As I pointed out a couple of shows ago, everything about history is wrong, and there is a huge attempt to hide history from us. And again, it's all about controlling information because this is what limits our potential. And as I also mentioned previously, the hiding of history is key to removing people of their potential, because by hiding history, you remove people of their identity. If people have no idea where they come from, then they have no idea where they're going. They have no idea what their potential is. They have no idea what they may have achieved in the past. And it instills a sense of hopelessness into the minds of people. And of course, people never really have time to find the real information, to ever really find who and what they are, to even consider why it is they were born and why they are living in this existence, because they're always kept too busy running on the treadmill like a hamster, and they're never really given time to take any real stock of their surroundings or face any of the deeper questions they may have about their life. They simply don't have time to do this, and that is done for a reason as well, folks. You're kept so busy working all the time because they simply don't want you to have the time to think about anything else. And when you do have time off, they want you so exhausted, you're just going to sit in front of the television and get programmed into believing that reality is whatever it is they're spoon-feeding you on the box every night. And as I said on the show last week, there are so many mechanisms that are put in place to control us anyway. Everything that is put there to apparently benefit us actually does harm to us. And virtually everything we are told, everything we are taught is backwards. But truly, one of the biggest tools that is used against us is division. I guess you could say one of the biggest tools that's used against us is ourselves, because we are constantly at loggerheads with each other over our belief systems or who we should trust or whom we should not trust. We're constantly involved in infighting and argument around us rather than dealing with the control grid at the top and the cacistocracy of parasites who's running things. And that is what keeps us under control more than anything, folks. Divide and conquer is the motto, and it works incredibly well, and we do it to ourselves. And that, unfortunately, is a lot of what the so-called truth movement has become. You can almost say the truth movement has divided into two sections now. There are those who are actual truthers, and they're part of the truth movement, but the rest of it is really the conspiracy movement. And they are people who believe that everything is a conspiracy, and they will hack down anybody who does not completely agree with whatever boxed view they've adopted. And that's really what it's become. Although I guess there's probably a third movement as well, those people who simply put out fear every day to people because they like the view count that it gets because they have monetized channels and it's an income for them. And that is truly disgusting as well, but the reality is, folks, that this movement, this resistance really needs to get some focus, and we need to understand that this is not a game we are playing. This is not a popularity contest. We have a situation here. The human race is being exterminated by a criminal cacistocracy of parasites that is masquerading as a government, and all the so-called resistance is really doing is sitting there hacking each other down, and it is absolutely disgusting to see. And as a wonderful example of this is the video that was released recently, the doctor who mentioned chemtrail lung, and the controversy that then erupted on the internet because of this, and the enormous steps that were undertaken by certain sections within the so-called truth of community to hack this doctor down and to silence him. And they've done a damn good job of it, folks. They've silenced this guy. He's lost his job. And all sorts of conspiracies have been constructed about him. Oh, he received an award from an organization that was associated with the Knights Templars. He's visited Saudi Arabia. He was introduced by Obama on a stage somewhere. Well, none of that surprises me at all. He's a doctor who's done humanitarian work in over 50 countries. And if you're someone who does not have a conspiratorial mindset, then of course you're going to be accepting awards from all of these organizations and going and doing all of these things. You're a doctor. Folks, if you actually think that everybody who is ever introduced by Obama is part of some Illuminati conspiracy, I feel sorry for you. If you feel that anybody who has ever received an award from a Templar-associated organization is part of a grand conspiracy, I feel sorry for you. If you feel anyone who has ever visited Saudi Arabia is part of an Illuminati conspiracy, I feel sorry for you. These organizations bring people in because it gives these organizations legitimacy. It's the same with Hollywood. It brings people in to give them legitimacy. But 90% of the people who work in Hollywood are just people who believe the industry is real, and that's their job. And if the industry finds someone that it can use, then it will take hold of their career. It will mold them into what it wants them to be, and it will shape their career, and it will use them as a puppet to present their message. But not everybody in Hollywood is part of some grand conspiracy. Rachel Reinstra, the girl who actually saw the chemtrail lung doctor. This is a girl who works for SeaWorld. Her show that got picked up by ABC is basically an infomercial for SeaWorld that they try to sell to different stations. And you've got to pay to have your show on air. And she's done videos exposing how corrupt and how fake Hollywood is. She did a video exposing the Emmy Awards showing that you actually have to pay to get nominated for an Emmy Award. You have to pay to walk on the red carpet. You have to pay to get your award. You have to pay to win the award. You have to pay to go to the event. And all the people who win the awards already know they're winning. They're not surprised. They act like they're surprised, and all the people act like they're disappointed, and all this whole theater takes place. But that's because they're actors. That's what they do. They get up there and they take their award and they pretend they're so pleased about it and they say their thank yous. It's all rehearsed. It's all just one big act. It's all completely fake. She put out a video just showing how fake the whole thing was. And that's a good thing for a person in Hollywood to be doing that. Now, like I said, folks, not everybody who works in Hollywood is part of some grand conspiracy. A lot of them think that this is a legitimate industry. And it's a real surprise for them when they find out what they're actually swimming in. But we want these people to wake up. We want people to be saying things. But the whole industry isn't involved in this grand conspiracy. The whole industry is just an industry, folks. It's just a movie industry. It's the ruling hand that is the problem in the movie industry, not the entire industry. And they've got to surround themselves in all these good people and all this warm fuzziness to give themselves legitimacy. Why do you think the Knights Templar will give out awards to good people? Because it makes the Knights Templar look like it's a warm, fuzzy organization. You have all sorts of incredibly corrupt organizations handing out humanitarian awards all the time, folks, because it's how they gain legitimacy in the public face. But that does not mean the people they are handing the awards out to are all part of some grand conspiracy. These are just people who don't have a conspiratorial mindset, who don't know what's going on. They're just part of the matrix, and they're just happy to receive an award. I mean, think about it. Think about how things are run. Think about the industries and things that you work in. Think of any jobs you've had, how corrupt it may be at the top. Does that mean you are corrupt? No, it doesn't. Think about the way this world is run and think about what we're facing. And we want these people to wake up. We want the mainstream to start speaking out. And sure, Hollywood's a corrupt industry. Governments are corrupt organizations. But ultimately, who controls this reality is a very, very small hand at the top, and they manipulate everybody down the track. And this doctor was a mainstream doctor who spoke out about chemtrails and could have been used to reach a lot of people. And what did the conspiracy movement do? They hacked him down. They destroyed him. They made him lose his job. He put out a video the other day explaining his stance on chemtrails, and you know how many views it got, folks? 66 views I saw on that video. The videos that had been put out hacking this man down, claiming he was part of some grand conspiracy and part of some secret plot to undermine research into chemtrails, these got thousands upon thousands of views by self-righteous fake Christians judging this man and claiming he is all these things that he isn't, and claiming they're Christian at the same time when they're actually out there doing Satan's work for him by trolling the net, casting false witness. These videos got thousands upon thousands of views, and yet the man whose life they destroyed puts out a video and it gets 66 views. These self-righteous turds are not even human enough and don't even have the compassion or the humanity enough to even go and look at the video he put out. And I'll tell you, folks, these people who hacked this man down and destroyed his life and put out the message to all other doctors in the world that don't you dare speak out about chemtrails, because if you do, we fake Christians are going to hack you down. We're going to destroy your life. We're going to obliterate you. So don't you dare speak out about chemtrails. These people, if they're not getting a paycheck from the government, well, they should be, because they've just done a great service for government. You know, we've been wanting someone from the mainstream to speak out for so long. We've been wanting people from Hollywood to speak out. We've been wanting doctors to speak out. And as soon as someone involved in that industry speaks out, or a doctor speaks out, these fake Christians go for the throat, they hack him down, they destroy his life, and then they sit there and bask in their morally superior glory. And it was absolutely disgusting to see. And like I said, if these people are not on a government payroll, they should be, because they've just done a huge service to the government. You know, the government has gone out of its way to murder holistic doctors in the last 2 years. How many holistic doctors have we seen taken out of action and murdered and killed by government? We've seen, what, 50, 100, 200? I don't even know what the count is now. But whatever it is, the government has been making a pretty concerted effort to remove the world of holistic doctors, but it looks like the government doesn't even have to make that effort anymore, because we've got all these fake Christians out there that are quite happy to destroy them on the government's behalf, like they just did this guy. And I even went to show the video to someone the other day, and I found the original video has even been removed, I guess because the person posting it is more concerned about their channel than about the truth. And more concerned about themselves than about the fact that a man's life has just been destroyed. A man's life has just been destroyed by this video, and now the video has been removed, and the video that he's put out explaining himself hasn't even got any views, and these people don't care. They're more concerned about their channel. This is about the truth. This is about the situation that we are in. We are being exterminated by our governments. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is not a popularity contest. We have a clear and present danger. We have a situation here, ladies and gentlemen. What is wrong with people? I mean, we've been wanting people in Hollywood to do this. For years, we've been wanting someone to do this. For years, we've been wanting a mainstream doctor to do this, someone mainstream to speak out. We've been trying to break into the mainstream to get these people to speak out, to wake these people up to the corruption that they're working in for years. And as soon as someone does it, the so-called truth community hacks them down, because they've got all of this programmed rubbish in their heads, and they believe that everybody who has ever been on television must be involved in some grand conspiracy, because they are so terminally stupid that they can't see the forest for the trees. And they are so self-righteous and so self-absorbed that they just have to hack everybody down around them if they don't agree with their own little boxed view of what reality is. And they cannot see the situation that we are in and the need for people to pay attention. The necessity to be able to wake up all these people in the mainstream. Well, guess what? It looks like we're waking people up because they're starting to speak out. But the so-called truth community is going to make sure that they don't speak out, because if they do, they're going to get hacked down the way Rachel Reinstra and this doctor have been hacked down. Now, if you think these aren't agents doing this, well, you've got rocks in your head, folks, because these are agents that have set this whole thing in motion. You know, most of the trolls out there are agents or people who've been programmed by agents, and we can't allow ourselves to be influenced by these people. We can't allow these people to dictate what we have on our channels and what we show on our channels. And popularity should never come into it at all. I mean, why would you remove such an important video simply because you've been trolled? Especially after the doctor's had his life destroyed because of the video. I mean, that's just unconscionable. I mean, doesn't he account for anything? Doesn't he have any value at all? I will never do that. I will never allow myself to succumb to the browbeating of others. I simply fight back against those who would browbeat me into submission. Now, I'm just going to call out the truth, and I'm going to say things as I see them, and I'm not going to pull any punches, and I don't care what anybody thinks about it. I don't care how popular my channel is. I don't care if people don't like what I say. I really don't care. I never monetize my channel. I don't care how many views I get. It's not about that. It's about changing the situation that we are in, because we are in a situation. You know, succumbing to the trolling of agents and removing a video because you're worried about the popularity of your channel rather than getting the truth out. I don't even know what to say about that. And truly, folks, if this is the attitude that we're going to have, and if we're going to allow ourselves to be led by these government trolls, then there's no hope for this species. There really isn't. And I expect that's going to be way too much reality for a lot of people as well. So bring on the trolls with this show. But don't worry about it, folks. Troll away. It's water off a duck's back to me, because I think we have far more serious situations to deal with than keyboard warriors who seek to impose their boxed view of reality on others. So troll away. I'm just not going to give them any attention anymore, because there's far bigger issues to deal with. And the reality of our situation is pretty frightening. And if people are not paying attention to it and putting their energy into that, then they're just being part of the problem. You know, we've been led so far from what we are, ladies and gentlemen. If we ever want to get back to what humanity should be, we need to really pay attention, and we need to put down our tools and stop supporting this system. We need to stop believing that anybody who's speaking out is our enemy, and we need to stop thinking that any politician is going to lead us to safety, because they're not. You know, we are so far from what we should be. This reality is so different to what it should be. Everything that we think is true is wrong. Our history is completely fake. Everything that we are is something different. And there is no remedy to be found in government. The whole world needs to stop what they're doing, stop working, turn and face this system and say, hey, we've had enough. And we need to deal with this spraying in the skies and stop shutting down doctors and people who are attempting to expose it, because they are spraying you like bugs. Your government is killing you, and all you are doing is hacking down the people around you who are trying to expose it as well. And it's disgusting. And I'm not talking to the regular listeners of the show. I'm not talking to the people that support the Crow House. I'm not talking to the people who know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to the ones that are hacking these people down. You know who you are. So, yeah, excuse the emotion, but this does get incredibly frustrating sometimes, especially when I see this sort of thing, you know, these incredible opportunities that come, and I see them get dissipated and destroyed so very easily, and it just becomes an enormous source of frustration for me. Like I said, we've been waiting for years for someone to do this. And the response that came from the so-called truth community was so disturbing, but probably so predictable as well, because this is simply the way people who've been programmed to think. This is what a conspiratorial mindset can do to people. As I said a couple of shows ago, and as I've said many times, the easiest way to hide a real conspiracy is to create a conspiratorial culture, so that people tend to throw the baby out with the bathwater and they don't see that which is right before their faces. But we're in a situation of clear and present danger, folks. And I intend to do another show on history very soon, because some of the things that have been uncovered indicate that nothing at all is what it seems. And history has always been a huge source of fascination for me. It's what got me started on this journey. So I do intend to do another show about what's actually been done to our history and how much history we've really lost and what our real history could possibly be sometime in the near future. But for now, I think it's really important for people to identify and to be aware of the systems of control that are used to keep them locked into this matrix. And as I said, divide and conquer is one of the most effective, and we really need to put down all this stuff with each other and step back and realize just how we're being played. You know, everybody is in this together, folks. The people that are working in all these industries like Hollywood, and even a lot of the people that are working in lower sections of government, have no idea what they are involved in. And most of the people you see on television have no idea what they're involved in. A lot of people get jobs as actors because they want to be actors, because they grew up watching television and they think it's a cool thing to do. You know, and it isn't until they get in there, if the industry sees them as something it can use, then it will use them. But a lot of the people are just innocent bystanders, and they get screwed over and used and abused by the industry just as much as everybody else. So it's important for us to take this into perspective. And it's important for us to realize just how many doctors and other people out there in the world actually probably really want to speak out about things. But they're scared to, because they're scared that they'll get knocked on the head if they do. And what we just saw happen to this doctor is a great example of why they don't speak out. And like I said, you can't tell me this wasn't contrived. I mean, most of the people even trolling this man were probably agents themselves. I mean, the CIA has whole rooms of agents that sit there as trolls, and they go out and they just defame and attack people. You'll get someone open a channel, post a video, then you get 30 or 40 people post supportive comments. They're all agents probably sitting in the same room in Langley. Now, that's how it works, folks. And then all the minions just jump on board because everybody's scared of what everybody else thinks and everybody wants to keep their popularity. And it's not about popularity. It's about dealing with the fact that we've got a bunch of criminal parasites that are killing us and no one's doing anything about it. Everyone's being politically correct. Everyone wants to be popular and be the one who got the scoop or have the most views or whatever. You know, the world's run by criminals and they're killing us and we're not doing anything about it, and that needs to be the focus. Just stop what you're doing and call this out and encourage other people around you to do the same thing. I mean, wake the people up around you. You know, we're being poisoned by this 5G. They're spraying us like bugs. They're changing all the videos now, so they've all got chemtrails in the videos now. No one's doing anything about it. All these people are just not even looking up at the skies, arguing about the shape of the earth, arguing about this, arguing about that, whether Trump's the good guy or the bad guy, or whether this doctor's good or that doctor's bad or whatever. It's ridiculous. The world's run by criminals. They're killing us, and we're just sitting here squabbling and doing nothing about it. And it's absurd. I mean, I've been touring and speaking and doing everything I can to try to get some unity with people. I've contacted everybody that I can from the Truth Movement. I've made as many steps as I can everywhere around the world with everybody that I can. I've tried to encourage movements on the ground. I've tried to bring people together. Everywhere I've gone when I've made friends with people, I've tried to connect them with other friends I have in the area to create support groups for everywhere. I've tried to link up everybody that I can. And I've tried to motivate as many people as I can into speaking out. And all the people who email me and say, well, what are you doing, Max? You're just touring the world. Well, this is grueling touring the world, folks. I'm sitting here. You can probably hear all the traffic noise. I'm sitting in a cheap motel in Inglewood at the moment trying to record a radio show for you just so I can get something out. And I don't have a monetized account. I've got no reason to keep doing this. This isn't like I do this because I have to. There's nothing that keeps me doing this at all apart from the fact that it needs to be done. And traveling around the world and doing all the stuff that I do is incredibly grueling, so I'm really looking forward to getting home and having some time off, and hopefully maybe working on a film to maybe get something out to more people. But we're in a situation here, folks. We're in a situation of clear and present danger. We've got to stop squabbling. We've got to stop fighting. We've got to stop hacking everybody down around us and thinking everybody is the enemy and realize that it is the governments that are the problem. Every problem we have is legislated to be that way. All the division in the community exists because it's legislated to be that way. All of the situations, all of the irritations that we suffer as a society, all the little things that go wrong, all the little rules we have to follow, all the little lines we have to walk between, all the things that give us the frustration that causes us to hack down the people around us, it all happens because it's legislated to be that way. And we're all too scared to look in that direction and point at them and say, hey, it's you guys. We're not going to do what you tell us anymore. And not only are we not going to do what you tell us, we're going to hold you accountable for what you've done because we've remembered who and what we are. That's all we have to do, folks. You know, the whole world could change in a day if we would just remember who and what we are and realize that we don't have to do any of this. It's all a fiction. They just made it up. And it hasn't even been in place for that long. That's one of the reasons why they've hidden history, folks, because people think it's always been like this. The world's always been run by government. It goes way, way back to Roman times and ancient Greece and all this stuff. Well, no, it doesn't, because when you really start looking at history, folks, it actually looks like it's only really been this way for probably 2 or 3 or the most, maybe 400 or 500 years. That's as long as we've had government in place. All the stuff before then is fiction. All the history that's been created before then is fiction. There are events that happened, sure, but they didn't happen as we were told. They didn't happen when we were told. Everything changed not too long ago, ladies and gentlemen. And it is this hiding of history which creates this despair in people. It makes us believe that it's always been this way, that we always have to do this, but we don't. There's a very, very small group of people that have been running this whole charade, and they've only been doing it for a few hundred years. They've probably only been doing it since they changed the calendar, back when the Julian calendar came into use and they invented the Dark Ages. And that may sound like a strange statement to make as well, but yes, folks, it would appear that the Dark Ages are simply an invention. And, you know, you've got to think right outside the box if you really want to know what's going on here. And unfortunately, that's what not too many people are prepared to do. Even when they do think outside the box, they usually jump into another box. And there's a lot more to this world than what people believe. There's a lot more to us than what people believe. There's a lot more to history than people would ever realize. And there's a lot more to many of the myths that we find in various cultures around the world that people would realize as well. This is something that I touched on in the book that I put out in 2005, Earth's Forbidden Secrets, Part 1, Searching for the Past. You find it on my website, a free copy of it. It's been there since 2005. I don't agree with everything in the book now. I don't agree with the conclusions in the latter half of the book that I was leaning towards, but I still agree with the first half of the book when I was pointing out all of the ancient artifacts and how the pyramids were made and all that sort of stuff. And that's, again, something that I intend to talk about on a show probably next week or the week after. I intend to do another show on ancient history, as I said. But I'm getting a little bit off topic again. But as I said, folks, it would appear that the Dark Ages have been completely invented, and just about everything about this society has been able to be imposed on us simply due to this loss of history and this complete obliteration of our memory of who and what we once were. And honestly, folks, what's happening now with the 5G and the chemtrails and the smart grid and everything that's being rolled out, this is the final lockdown, and we really have to start paying attention and stop being politically correct about this and thinking that any politician is going to lead us to safety. We need to put down our tools, stop working, stop supporting this system, because we don't need to work. We don't need to have jobs. We don't need to do any of the stuff that we're doing. We live in a world of abundance, and the only thing that prevents us having access to that abundance is the construct of government, which is not your friend, is not there to help you, is not there to govern our societies. It's there to control you. It's there to farm you. And it's time we called it out, because we cannot allow them to finish the whole process off by rolling out this smart grid under the mistaken belief that it's being rolled out for our convenience. It isn't. The smart grid is the final step in removing you of your life skills and locking you into a control grid which will monitor every aspect of your life. And we need to stop squabbling and stand up and pay attention and call this out while we have time, folks. But I think we have reached break time here, so I'll leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break. And I'm sorry about the angry rant, but that's the way it goes. But thank you for joining me on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll be back to speak to you again in a few minutes. Don't go away. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, so really, the loss of self that has occurred to the human species, the loss of self in the human condition, is the most major contributing factor to everything that we face, and it is the only way out of this situation is for people to regain this sense of self that they once have. But the matrix is so thick, and the control grid runs so deeply, the illusion runs so deep in people's minds, you know, their concept of reality is so skewed that it almost seems like an impossible task for those of us who are awake to attempt to even convey this information to people. So you've got to take small steps and try to chip away the stone that clouds their vision, because it's not really a veil. It's almost like a stone that's been put in front of them. It's like Plato's allegory of the cave, the complete illusion that people are under as far as this system goes. And that's why they keep looking for someone else to provide a solution for them. They can't see the forest for the trees. They can't see that they are the solution themselves, and that it's simply by their compliance to the system that the whole thing happens. You know, their willingness to just do what they're told all the time and never ask why, that is the whole matrix. That is the whole reason for all these situations to have come about to begin with. And again, a lot of it is perpetuated through the hiding of history, because it creates this despair in people's minds whereby they believe that it's always been like this and there's nothing they can do about it. It's just the way it's always been since time immemorial. Why would anyone ever question government? Because the government's always been there. But the truth of the matter is that government has not always been there. Yeah, when you look at books like the Vedas and you look at the Vedic culture that existed, and we perceive this culture to have been eons ago, centuries, millennia ago, whatever, and perhaps it was. But who's to say that it wasn't that way just a short time ago as well? Because when you look at the Vedic culture, it makes a lot of sense. even when you look at the structure of the cities around the ancient world, it makes a lot of sense that this is the way they were run. This is why they're destroying all these ancient cities. And all the ancient monuments that you find, like I mentioned a few shows ago, all the ancient artifacts that you find all around the earth. The thing is, with all of these artifacts, as I pointed out in my book, again in 2005, all of these artifacts have a similar fingerprint to them. All of these artifacts were built by the same culture, ladies and gentlemen. There was once a worldwide culture that existed on this earth that wasn't too long ago, perhaps just a few hundred years ago. And again, this may be a strange thing for people to consider. And even when I wrote the book back in 2005, I was looking at the timeline that we're given and just assuming that it was correct. I mean, I always knew that they changed the calendar back in whenever it was. They changed from the Gregorian calendar to the Julian calendar. But you just kind of assumed that they did it for the reasons that they said, and it was just to make up this period of a few months, and it wasn't anything really major. I always assumed that things that we were told happened thousands of years ago actually happened thousands of years ago. But that was back in 2005, and that's simply where my head was at the time. But when you really start looking at things a little deeper, and you really start looking at some of the monuments, and you really start looking at some of the texts and considering some of the timelines, it appears that the actual reality could in fact be very, very different, and that the timeline that we're given may be completely and utterly wrong. And not only wrong, but deliberately fabricated and deliberately imposed over our minds to create everything that I talked about in the first part of the show, just to create that disconnect, to create this history, to create this despair in people, to make us believe that things have always been this way when in fact they haven't. And again, folks, I know it's a long stretch for people to take, but you've got to think outside the box and really look at this. And again, we only know that which exists within living memory. And when you look at the evidence, you do think outside the box, you simply go where it leads you, and this is where it leads you. And a lot of the battles that we're told about, a lot of the stuff that we read in history books that we're told happened thousands of years ago, very likely didn't happen thousands of years ago, but only happened hundreds of years ago. And they were the battles that were involved in shaping the world into what it is now from what it was before that time. And I know that's going to be a very, very bizarre thing for people to get their heads around. And even as I say it, there are people out there laughing, saying, oh my God, Max has lost his mind. But again, folks, we only know that which exists in living memory. And when you start looking around the world, and I've traveled extensively, I really have, and I've gone to as many ancient sites and seen as much stuff as I can trying to figure this out. I've been doing it for a lot of years. And when you really start looking at things and you start reading the parallels in some ancient texts and you start really thinking about things, and again, even reading parallels in ancient texts, we don't know how ancient they are, but we know that these similar stories exist in many, many cultures. And these are many cultures that aren't supposed to have had contact with each other, bear in mind. You begin to see a really, really different version of history that is very, very possible, and not only possible, but very probable. Now, even last week I was talking about the fact that Leonardo da Vinci's paintings, we can't do these. We don't know how these paintings were done. These paintings were actually done via technology that we don't possess anymore. So that's a really interesting question. How did they do them? And it isn't just a curiosity. It's something that's very important. And as far-fetched as it may first seem to people, there's every indication that the world was a very, very different place a very, very short time ago, historically speaking. But you have to just think outside the box, and you've got to seriously ask a few questions. Because when you do start thinking outside the box, you find that they're actually valid questions. You know, what if life was very, very different just a few hundred years ago? What if something happened that changed what this world was, and something happened that affected our memory and gave us a kind of amnesia, if you will? Or perhaps a better way to say it would be something that cut us off from the world that actually exists around us and put us into some sort of a cloud where we can't really see it, but it's still there. I know it's a bizarre concept, but just think about it for a minute. And what about all of those paintings that I was talking about before? What about all those paintings from those contemporary artists? You know, I would suggest that many of the scenes that are depicted in paintings by Michelangelo and paintings by Leonardo da Vinci and many of the artists of what we perceive to be the Renaissance were real-life depictions of what life was like at the time. It was a paradisic society. We didn't have all of the control that we've got now. We had freedom to be human beings the way we were meant to be. And that paradisic society turned into a parasitic society through some event that happened, perhaps some cataclysm, something that happened. Perhaps the Great Flood was a lot more recent than what we're told. Whatever it was, something happened that changed things. And then they changed the calendar and they introduced this false narrative of what our history has been. And even a lot of the old books that we read that we believe we're getting information from, as I alluded to on the show a few weeks ago, where are they hiding history? We don't know where any of these books actually come from. We don't know if the dates on them are actually true. We don't know if even the authors that we're told wrote them are actually who wrote them. You know, and most of them are copies from old books anyway. That's the problem. We don't even have any original copies of anything. And that's something I think a lot of researchers need to take into account. I think it's something that they don't take into account. Even when you get an old book, you've got no idea if it's actually an authentic replication of the original. That's the thing. None of these books are originals. All of these books are copies because all of the originals were burnt in all the great fires that happened throughout history. The massive book burnings that happened, not even to mention the burning of the Alexandrian Library, but all of the other book burnings that happened as well. And all of the priests that copied all of the books back in those days, because they were all copied by hand, you didn't have printing presses, they had to be copied by hand in order to be preserved, they were always updated as they were copied with the new history that was added. And the new history, of course, is usually wrong and fabricated and written by the winners and not the real history at all. But the thing is, the books were never copied letter by letter, they were never copied word for word, they were never correct, direct translations and direct copies of the original texts. They were always updated and modified versions, and this has happened many, many times. So the book you get at the end, or that we get access to, is nothing like the original book that was written hundreds of years ago, or thousands of years ago, we're told. Whenever it was, we don't know when it was, because we have no idea of even what year we're in, because of the calendars have been changed, everything's been changed. We've got no idea what's going on, and we've got no idea of what our true history is, and it's important for people to take that into account with all of the stuff that they're looking at. But it's also really important for people to take into account that it's this loss of self that creates all of this. You know, and it's people's failure to recognize the people around them as just being people of value like them. You know, to see everything as being this great conspiracy, if anybody thinks different to you, they must be part of some secret plot. It's ridiculous. And it's the biggest tool that's used against us. And as I said a few shows ago, nobody really knows anything anyway because all of this information has been put out there for them to consume and none of the information is correct anyway because it's all translations of originals, so we don't really know what we're dealing with at all. And how long would it take to change history? One generation. That's all it would take. And all we know is that which exists within living memory. And we need to stop all this stuff and stop all this squabbling and stop all this infighting. And we need to support anybody who's speaking out against this system in a positive way. Stop seeing everything as some big conspiracy and start paying attention and deal with the state of clear and present danger that we are currently in. It's really important that we do this, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. You know, there's so much being revealed at the moment. And for all you Christians out there, that's what the apocalypse is. The apocalypse doesn't mean Armageddon, doesn't mean the big battle. The apocalypse means the lifting of the veil. And that's what's happening right now. Everything is becoming revealed. And with this revelation comes a great opportunity for humankind. If we could just put down our stuff with each other and realize who and what we are, step back into ourselves and realize we don't have to participate in any of this charade any longer than we want to. It's all held up due to our participation, and all we have to do is stop. It's about time we did. I don't know, sometimes it must seem like I'm just coming onto these shows and just kind of snapping at everybody. But I mean, it's not. It's not anger, it's passion and frustration. It's frustration and it's sorrow, it's sadness. Looking at the human condition and seeing what our potential is and having an understanding of what we once had here. what this world once was. This was an incredible world, a living world, a world that we used to live in harmony with. And you can see the evidence of this everywhere. You really can. I saw an interesting video the other day on growing stones, on how megaliths are actually grown. Stone flowers, even. It was quite amazing. And it all makes perfect sense. You know, this was an incredible world. It still is an incredible world. It still could be an incredible world if we can find a way to revitalize it. And I think we can, because it is an incredible world. And we were an incredible species. We are an incredible species. We still are. You know, we still have the memory of all of this stuff in our genetic code. It's in there in the cloud of consciousness that exists in all of us. You know, I'm sure that if people look deep enough, they can see it. They can see that the world is not supposed to be this way, and they can see that they are so much more than what they've been led to believe. And it gets me enormously frustrated sometimes, you know, when I see the movement that we've got on the internet, the truth movement that we could have. You know, there's so many people out there that are saying, hey, the world's all messed up, but everybody's arguing with each other, and really, we're all facing a common foe. We're all looking in the wrong direction to fight that foe, and it doesn't make any sense for us to be doing this. I mean, I know there's a lot of infiltrators in the movement, but the people out there that really do want change should be able to see this. They should be able to see who the infiltrators are. I mean, who's naming others? Who's doing videos about other people and calling them out and naming their names and creating these infighting battles between people? Who's out there defaming others and then challenging them to debates to defend themselves and all this sort of stuff? Because this is all distractions. This is all just riding on people's coattails and keeping people distracted, keeping people busy defending themselves rather than addressing the system. You know, and anybody who's speaking out in a positive way and calling things out in a positive way is doing a good job, really. So anybody who's going out of their way to defame these people and say, oh, look, they're all part of the Illuminati or whatever because they're using certain symbolism or whatever, this is just such rubbish, folks. It's such rubbish. You know, it's gotten to the point where you can't use any symbol anyway. You can't use anything. You can't use an eye. You can't use a triangle. You can't use anything because every symbol has been co-opted. So it looks like the only way we're ever going to be able to do videos is if we use blank screens. You know, I get in trouble because I use motion graphics and I use complicated scenes that are created in After Effects. And as I've said, I do that because I want the videos to look good, because I want them to get lots of views, because I want the information out there. And I don't have to go to all this trouble to do all this stuff. I mean, I don't have a monetized account. I get nothing for doing my videos. The only support I get is the people that support my work and can see the message for what it's worth and support me on Patreon. That's it. That's the only support that I get for any of this stuff, folks. So I'm not doing this to create any type of name for myself or to create any great income from YouTube because, as I said, I don't have a monetized account. I didn't even put my face out there for the first 4 years. It wasn't until someone caught me on video in Slovenia that anybody even knew what I looked like. You know, I just do this because it needs to be done, and it's important that people gain that focus as well in what they're doing and in the information they're consuming from the independent media and the channels they're following on YouTube. You know, don't be following channels that are defaming other channels and getting caught up in all this squabbling and infighting. Your government wants to kill you, and that is the main issue. They're spraying your skies with poison. They're rolling out a 5G control grid that is going to enslave everybody and ensnare everybody into this digital prison. And people who aren't addressing this and are engaged in infighting are simply part of the problem. They're not part of the solution. And anybody who is not part of the solution really is part of the problem. You know, and that goes for the people that are asleep as well. I mean, you can't blame them because they don't know. They're part of the matrix. People like this doctor. People like Rachel Renstra was part of the Matrix. All these people were part of the Matrix. And of course they're going to be out there getting awards in all sorts of places from all these corrupt people that they don't know are corrupt. They think are very benevolent organizations. There's a whole group of people out there that think the Rockefeller Foundation is a great organization that does humanitarian work. There's a lot of people who believe the Bill Gates Foundation is actually doing good work with its vaccines. There's a lot of people out there who actually have good hearts who believe that Israel is a victim. That's how twisted the world is, folks. There's a lot of people out there that think the Queen is a wonderful woman. So, you know, don't worry about what people appear to be involved in. Listen to what they're saying and whether it is the right thing. And if it is, then it's a good thing. And that goes for everybody. and we all have an opportunity here. Like I said, the veil is being pulled down. The system is being laid bare, more bare than it ever was. And so many things are being revealed right now. And if we can just get some focus and stop supporting this system, then we're going to get some freedom out of all this. We really are. Yeah, but we've got to stop supporting it. We hold it up. Everything. We hold the whole thing up. There isn't one thing that this system can do to us that doesn't get done because we comply with it. That's it. So we don't have to do that. You know, we just have to rediscover ourselves and realize that all this authority is fiction. These governments aren't really serving us at all. It's just this big criminal enterprise, and its main activity is manufacturing war and ways to further enslave the population. You know, politicians aren't good people. They're parasites. And we don't have government. We have cacistocracy. We have a parasitic cacistocracy that is milking this earth dry and enslaving the wonderful people of this earth more and more into these digital automatons who simply do what they're told, and that's all that they do. And it only happens because we tolerate it. And I don't mean to come on here and snap at people. I just get incredibly frustrated at seeing the world for what it is and seeing so many people who could be working for freedom in this so-called truth movement and could be uniting with the people around you but aren't uniting with people. You know, there's just too much squabbling, too much infighting. And look, I get a lot of support on my channel. My listeners are wonderful people. The comments I get on my channel, I get far more positive comments than I do negative comments, so please don't think I'm snapping at anyone who supports the show and listens to the show. I'm not. I'm just venting, and I'm sure for most of the people out there, I'm venting with you and for you, because I'm sure there's a great many people out there who feel exactly the way I do about all this. You know, we got a great opportunity here, folks, and it would be horrible to see us squander it. You know, as I've said so many times in the past, all the world is a stage, but if people really knew the extent of the theatrics that controls their lives, sometimes I wonder if they could even handle the information. You know, even since I've been doing these shows, I've found out so much more than what I knew when I began. I mean, I had a pretty good grasp on things. I've had a pretty good grasp on things for a long time, and most of the stuff that I say that I think this is going to happen, it invariably happens. But even the last 10 years since I started this radio show, I have a completely different perspective of reality than what I did when I began. And sometimes I just wonder how much information I can even bring to people, because the waking up process is such a delicate process for people. And sometimes I believe that reality could be so shocking for people if they were to ever really find out the whole truth that they'd just lapse into despair and not want to do anything at all about the situation that we're in. And that's why I think you've got to be careful when you deliver information to people. I've always said, give them half a cup. And if they drink that cup and they come back looking for more, then give them another half a cup. Our problem is that once people take a sip, we think, oh my God, they're interested, and we give them so much that their minds kind of implode and they can't handle the information. So it's important to give people enough to keep them interested and enough to wake them up in the way that is going to be suitable for them. And again, as I've often said, this is because real truth needs to be realized. It cannot be told to people. You know, when people wake up to the matrix, they need to discover it for themselves in their own way. And the best thing we can do is open that doorway for them and help them find the way to it, but leave them to walk through on their own. If we can do that, we'll make a difference. But once they walk through, the rabbit hole goes so deep. And one of the most important things to remember while investigating the rabbit hole is the most important rule that the system uses against us, again, as I've said so many times, belief is the enemy of knowledge and divide and conquer is the motto. So with all the things that you're looking at, be careful what you believe and be careful who you judge if they don't believe the same things as you. Because we can't rely on any of the information anyway. All we can really rely on is that which we can see around us. And honestly, if people were to really realize it, there's a lot more going on around them that they can't see, but is there anyway, than they would ever care to imagine. You know, something that always struck me from the days when I used to drink in ayahuasca ceremonies, and I know there's a lot of people out there that don't approve of ayahuasca and think it's some weird CIA plot, but it isn't. It's an ancient plant medicine. But something that I got that was very strong while I was in that ayahuasca state was that what I was seeing in that state was actually the real world. And the world that we perceive in the West is the dream. There's a veil that's been put over our minds, and we cannot perceive the reality that exists around us because we're only seeing that which exists in visible light. We're seeing a very, very small bandwidth of what the reality is that's around us. And this is because something's been done. We've been modified in some way. And I would suggest that this has actually happened quite recently in our history, and that if we were to actually become aware of this, we could find that we can roll things back and get back on track to what we should be and end all these wars and completely change the reality that we currently inhabit. And I know that probably seems like a long stretch to people, but, well, that's just what I would suggest is possible if people were prepared to really think outside of the box. Because I would suggest that this reality is actually very, very different to what people believe. You know, there's a reason all of this stuff exists in our society. There's a reason our society is structured the way it is. And there's a reason we're kept so busy and all of this ancient history is ignored and hidden from us. It's because they don't want us to know. And what would happen were we to know and were we to really discover the truth of who and what we are? And I think that time is now. I think that veil of false history is falling down now. And that is one of the reasons why they're escalating things so much, because they're terrified of us ever, really ever, discovering the truth. But I think it's too late for them now. The cat is out of the bag, and the wave is only going to build from this point. Well, we're getting very close to that time again, folks, so we have reached the end of the show. I'm speaking tomorrow at a chemtrail conference at Norfolk, Virginia, on Virginia Beach. If you go to the website of Madison Star Moon, you'll find details about that event. I think it's an all-day event, and I think it's a free event. And if you're anywhere in the area, you should come along. The week after that, on June 2nd, I'm speaking in San Diego at Regeneration. Please do come along to this. This is going to be the last gig that I do in 2018. And it's going to be a great event, folks. There's going to be myself and Bernard Gunther and Sophia Smallstorm and Benny Wells and a whole bunch of people, and it's going to be a really good event, an all-day event. And you'll find a banner to that on my website. The only way you can get tickets for that is if you email the address on the website. I think there is a ticket sales place that's been set up now. Check Benny Wills' page on Facebook. That's Benny Wills from Joy Camp. And I've also shared it on my page as well. And I believe there will also be tickets at the door, but it would be good if you could email Benny from the banner on my website at that email address and just let him know, so we know what the numbers are going to be. So sorry if it's been a little bit of an emotional show today, folks. As I said, we are in a state of clear and present danger, and I do get incredibly frustrated at the state of the resistance. Sometimes we just don't seem to have any, and I do find that to be quite frustrating. I think there's some incredible opportunities here, but I think, as I said, the matrix runs so deep that it's very difficult for people to know what to do, because it's very difficult for people to really see things for what they are. So you have to start small. That's why I just suggest things on the show. You know, most of the shows that I do are all designed to crack the shell and hopefully cause people to think outside of the box. So I try to never really state my opinion too much on things, because I don't want to influence what other people think. I just want to encourage people to actually think. And that's what it's always been about. But we have a real opportunity here, folks. So I think it's important that people do get motivated and people spread awareness as much as they can. And again, do come down to the gig in San Diego on June 2nd if you're in California. It's going to be my last talk for 2018. And thank you to all my supporters and contributors on Patreon. Again, you are the only people who keep this show on the air. You're the only people that keep me going. And I'm probably going to head home to Australia after the gig in San Diego. I think I'm just very tired, and I think it's time to listen to my body and get it home and get it rested and get back on my feet so I can start working on these films and get these out to you, because I think the information that I want to put in the films is just as important, if not more important, than what I've been bringing you on the radio shows. But that is it for me, folks. I'm completely out of time, so I'll have to leave it there for now. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week if I'm able. If not, then it will be the week after. So please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.